Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 262. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
What's going on with me?
I backed up.
Oh, yeah?
Well, deflect.
playing tennis.
It's like a card game. I cast deflect.
We just had a fun, full episode.
We did.
Yeah. Had to make an adjustment.
That's right.
On the fly, but we're good at that. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll make her happen.
Yeah. Having a good night. We're doing it on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Doing all right, though. Yeah, having fun. It's
know what's good about Tuesday?
What?
It's not Monday.
That's right.
Today felt like Monday. I think tomorrow's going to feel like Monday, too. No, we're doing good. Mm-hmm. Had a good pull, and we got a good creepy, a good episode for the creepies. So, man, I'm fumbling with my words tonight.
That's all right.
Jeez, can't add. Anyway, you guys having a good night?
We are, yes.
Good.
It's always good to see you guys.
Working in the heat, my brains are scrambled eggs, so I'm right there with you.
I'm not working in the heat. My brain is scrambled eggs.
Just the heat of life, right?
Yeah, we're filling out our paperwork this afternoon for tomorrow morning for everybody to sign in. And I looked at Phil, and I'm just like, come the end of the day with all this sweating and heat, I can't focus.
Yeah,
brain is done.
It's all you could do to drive home.
It's fried, literally.
Yeah, I get it.
I feel that. I dive in and out of the sea of humanity every day, and I wonder how in the world I make it. You know what I mean? And that's when Jenna she does it too, so she knows. But she'll say, "Why are you so tired?" Or "Why don't you want to talk?" Or I'm like, I can't truly form another sentence or think another thought. You know, that's. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand you guys.
Yeah. All right.
But we always have enough wherewithal to do this.
Oh, well,
it's amazing.
Always do.
It's amazing.
We bring our game.
That's right.
We rise to the occasion.
Maybe not the A game, but somewhere like Q game.
I was like, I've got a podcast tonight. I'm like, I can do it.
If you keep the bar low, you can always achieve it.
Yeah. That's right. That's
pretty much where I'm keeping my life. Yeah. All right. Well, let's tell the creepies what we're talking about, Sean. Please.
This is your pick, and it is the Rock Island Roadhouse, which makes me think of the movie Roadhouse, but you know.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a great movie, right? But not that. The haunted Rock Island Roadhouse, located at 500 20th Street in Rock Island, Illinois. Illinois.
I thought it was Texas.
Did I get the right one?
No, it's on
the Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, you turd.
I was like, no.
I was thinking about Brett because he's from Illinois, and that's why it's Illinois. You said Texas. I'm like, oh, God, he will
Is Brett from Peoria? I know he'll listen to
this episode. I think it's Peoria, yeah. It is a 50,000 square foot former YMCA building, widely recognized as one of the most active paranormal locations in the Midwest. Hmm. Built in 1912 and opened in 1913, the structure originally served as a community center with a gymnasium, swimming pool, and lodging for up to 100 people. During the Prohibition era, the building and its surroundings were deeply entangled with organized crime, serving variously as a, this is weird, written weird, as a speakeasy and a brothel under the influence of crime boss John Looney and Madam Helen Van Dale.
Ooh, John Looney.
Looney Tooney.
John Patrick Looney.
That's right.
JPL.
Oh, you seem like you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know.
Yeah, so I came across this place and I thought it'd be a good mini. It's got a lot of history and it's old. Good paranormal, so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just like.
Yeah, it would with unsolved deaths, reported murders, and soldiers who stayed free if they arrived in uniform.
Oh.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
I would say it'd be haunted.
Yeah. What was it? You said it was built in 1912?
1912, 1913. Yeah, it opened 13.
It's a good amount of time. I'm not going to go through the whole list because I don't want to.
Mobsters?
Well, here's just a couple things. Well, let's get to a little more history, and then I guess we can get to the paranormal. Sure. So, like you said, it was a former YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost my place here. Says, on a quiet corner in the heart of Rock Island, Illinois, sits an unassuming old building with a storied past. Though the brown brick exterior is now etched with the name Dan Vinar Furniture Company, this mm-hmm. building began its life very differently. So, then it says it became a YMCA and so forth. So it said the YMCA built their Rock Island chapter as a handsome brown brick building in the middle of town. The new community center finally opened in 1913 and became a popular stop off for travelers and locals alike. I would love to go back to that.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
I would, just to see, you know what I mean? Speakeasies and the mm-hmm. almost said, and check out the brothels. No, but like just that whole,
I'm glad you said
that whole time period is just would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The gangsters, and you know, that's kind of when it, I mean, crime has been around forever, but like it's kind of when the mafia and the mob,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of started their thing with Capone, mm-hmm. you know, the roaring 20s and all that. That was just,
that's right.
I always thought that was,
it's a magical
neat,
time.
I always
right?
thought that was a
it's...
neat time period.
Yeah.
And what's the movie? I think it was 80, 81 or early 80s, The Cotton Club. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that with, I think Richard Pryor was in that.
Yes.
Yep. I think that's mm-hmm. kind of in this time period.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, like back in, yeah, with the.
My grandmother and grandfather grew up in the 20s, and so my grandmother was a flapper, you know. And so
oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
You know, so, and it, I'm not sure she was involved in any organized crime or like swung in any of those circles. But it is an interesting time. Or The Great Gatsby, if you ever watched The Great Gatsby.
I have not seen that.
That's one of Harrison has, you know, they've in high school, they had to read different things. And that was one of his favorite things to read and then watched. He liked we used to have to watch the Robert Redford version, which I mm-hmm. thought was excellent. But they watched the Leonardo DiCaprio version, also yeah, excellent. And he's like, Dad, that's like one of the best books and best movies. And I said, it is. It's a good story. But yeah, I said, that's back when my grandmother, your great-grandmother would have been running around being a child, basically mm-hmm. having fun.
But I was going to, I finally found my spot here.
Mm-hmm.
It said, the funds to construct the building were raised during a turbulent period in Rock Island's history known as the Looney Riots. These riots erupted after then-Mayor Harry Shriver ordered the beating of John Patrick Looney.
Mm.
In retaliation, mobsters were brought in from Chicago, igniting violence and unrest throughout the streets of Rock Island. Despite the chaos and fear that gripped the city during this horrific time, the community persevered. Remarkably, it was amid this turmoil that the necessary funds were still raised to build what would become the Rock Island YMCA. So, that's cool.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Kind of started out...
Chi-town.
Yeah, Chi-town. Started, chaos and fear, but then it turned into a YMCA.
So
something positive. So
that yeah. Dan Vinar Furniture was right. So there was a fire. Of course, there's always a fire in these places. Right?
Yeah, it seems
fire
like
fire in 1976, so bicentennial year. The YMCA closed, and the building was purchased in 1994 by Dan Vinar Furniture. While operating as a furniture store, owners began experiencing undeniable paranormal phenomena. Official paranormal investigation commenced in 2018, leading to the building's formal renaming to the Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse in March of 2024. So just yesterday.
That is
recent. Really recent, yeah, right?
Yeah. So do you want to get into the paranormal now?
Yeah.
Do it.
I'll start off with a couple things and you guys can. So it says, an elusive, quiet spirit reportedly haunts the second floor classrooms. And the spirit in the classrooms is said to interact with certain types of trigger objects.
Mm.
Interesting. So I wonder what that's all about.
I saw that too. So it says it's the second floor in the old classroom. Spirits include an unresponsive woman. Does that have anything to do with these trigger objects? It says because it's a nurse who interacts with liquor-based trigger objects.
Hmm.
Well, no wonder they're unresponsive.
I see.
Yeah, I have apparitions in classrooms, especially room 431, mm-hmm. sometimes physically assaulting people.
Yikes.
That's
one of our favorites, shadow figures mm-hmm. in hallways and stairways with doors allegedly pulled by unseen forces.
Oh, unseen forces.
I like it.
Yeah, it also has disembodied footsteps are commonly heard in the halls,
mm-hmm.
and I like this. Phantom cigarette smells.
Yes,
have been smelled on the third floor. So,
yep.
Unseen hands touching visitors.
Ooh.
And with the footsteps, there's EVPs in multiple languages.
Oh that's really weird, right? Yeah.
That is interesting.
Hmm.
Huh.
It's like, is that Chinese I hear?
And they said apparitions have reportedly been photographed around the old pool area.
Mm-hmm.
And visitors to the old boys' locker room report being touched by unseen hands. So a lot of handsy stuff going on there.
Handsy spirits.
Yeah. Looney's Lounge, a room named after the crime boss. Rumored to be watched by a clown doll placed there.
Oh, that's
I still, when I hear Looney, I think Looney Tunes, and I'm thinking Bugs Bunny and Daffy and all this stuff, you know. It's hard to hear that name and think crime boss, you know, or mafia.
Hmm.
This says,
what's up, Doc?
Right, exactly. So some of the stuff that you guys have said, but a couple other things. It says third and fourth floors, former lodging areas exhibit loud bangs, phantom footsteps, and the smell of phantom cigarette smoke. Room 431 on the fourth floor has a reputation for physical assaults, while room G5 is associated with hiding spirits and intimidating shadow figures in the hallway. Stairwells and basement. The central stairwell featuring a trunk elevator is a focal point for screams and door slamming. In the basement, visitors report being touched in the old locker rooms and a light anomaly near the filled-in pool area. Yeah, so, oof. It's a lot of areas there.
How about this one? The running track overlook. So I'm assuming it's like a track.
Yeah, kind of like the, like the rec center. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. High above the gym with reports of footsteps and movement.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Kind of. All this is creepy.
This has an Al Capone connection, right?
Did it? I didn't see that.
I think so. Well, I saw pictures of Al Capone, so
I didn't see anything about that.
This is so close to, it says the Roadhouse bears strong ties to organized crime, connected to figures such as John Patrick Looney and Alphonse Capone. Right. Its history includes housed criminals, reported murders, multiple deaths, and countless stories that have never fully faded.
Hmm.
Spooky.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, Al Capone somehow gets in all these stories.
Gets around.
This says hauntings in the Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse even reportedly inhabit the stairwells, or one stairwell in particular known for a trunk elevator running up the center. Here, EVPs of screams have been recorded, as well as recordings of loud door slamming. Additionally, people have reported doors to the trunk elevator stairwell being pulled by unseen forces. While no one knows the source of all the stairwell activity, there is one spirit identified in an attached storage room that may be the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
So, Haunted Rooms America offers overnight ghost hunt packages.
Ooh.
With equipment provided.
Nice.
Allowing access to all floors and the basement. And if you can't make it there, through the Spirit Realm Network, you can watch 24/7 HD live feeds from active areas like Looney's Lounge and the Running Track Overlook. Viewers report seeing figures, unusual movements, and even EVPs, though not everyone sees the same thing.
Hmm. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
They, you were talking about the different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this said, they were talking about the apparitions in the pool area. And then it says elsewhere, certain bathrooms have become known for EVPs of German speaking specters, sensations of being touched by unseen hands, and strange light anomalies have also been claimed. So that would be
like that.
Yeah.
I could say another one.
Goon talk.
Oh boy.
Not that one either, right?
A German specter touching you in the bathroom. I don't know. That could be bad. Or
yeah.
I don't think it'd be good.
Constipation in German.
Oh, I know where you're going with that one.
Let's just stop while
we're behind before
we start.
That's funny.
I would like to check this place out.
Yes.
Yeah,
it'd definitely be very cool. It's got a good history. A lot of paranormal. Yeah, it says, this website anyway, The pricing for up to six people, it's $350, $50 for each additional person, and a $100 non-refundable deposit required at the time of booking. Mm-hmm. And it says you can explore all four floors in the basement from 5 o'clock p.m. until 9 o'clock a.m. That is a long time.
It really is.
That's what, 14 hours? Where the spirits linger and the unexplained waits around every corner. Hmm. So, yeah. Says you do have access to modern comforts, including heating and air conditioning on the first floor, running water, electricity, bathroom facilities, a refrigerator, and a microwave, though nothing can keep you safe from what you may be watching. Oh, they just had to add that in, right? Man, I would love to go there. Then they have public events, too. So maybe they just do tours.
Hmm.
Yeah. They even have haunted expos.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So they do paranormal investigations. They do haunted expos. And then they have VIP experiences. And they do spine-tingling readings, and it says each event invites you to witness the unseen and become part of a story that is as thrilling as it is unforgettable. So they really do a lot, sound like they do a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
The public, for instance, back in May of this year, they did a public event. It was from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. So... said it was just overnight access to the property, and that's cool. Didn't say how much, but they've got July 11th, July 25th, October 3rd, and October 10th. So they've got some dates ahead. These are paranormal investigations and ghost hunts, and then they've got on October 3rd the Rock Island Roadhouse Esoteric Expo, and then on October 10th, the Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse Ghost Hunt. So they do everything.
Yeah. So
I think it's cool.
It's 4 hours and 39 minutes away, and they have a flood warning right now.
That's not bad.
No.
Oh, they have
a flood. That's what it says on my thing. Apparently raining there. It is northwest of Peoria, so yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure Brett knows about this place then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So we can get there. Yeah, the quickest route is just under 5 hours.
No, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's over 5 hours if we go out past Chicago. Chicago, let's not do that.
Yeah. No, that's not bad at all. Yeah.
It is the county seat of Rock Island County. Interesting.
Okay. I say we go. Put it on the list.
It's located at the confluence of the Rock and Mississippi Rivers.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. I always like to. I love the hit when they show histories of the places where you're at. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going. This is definitely a place we want to check out. I like how you got excited about the speakeasy.
Yeah. You got a little, in the brothel. No.
ladies in the night.
It was just in 2017 that Lisa Benar opened the building to the public for paranormal investigations and events under the name The Haunted YMCA of Rock Island. So that's... just 9 years ago, yeah, they decided to do this stuff.
Good. Thank God they did, right?
I mean, if you have a place like this, you would, I mean...
flaunt it, right?
Yeah. Embrace it, make mm-hmm. money.
Yep.
I mean, and then let people enjoy it, whether it's a tour or an investigation mm-hmm. or private or public. I mean, that's what we would do if we owned a place like this, right?
We're still working on it, right?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
See, we could own a place, run it, all quit our jobs, then podcast, whether we make money or not, but we'll make money off a location.
And it was just in October 7th of 2023, the Rock Island Roadhouse hosted its first annual Paracon, and it drew 1,638 guests. Wow.
Hmm.
So it's been fairly recent that they've kind of started doing this stuff, yeah. And then they said that the ParentCon continued to grow each year, and by 2025, attendance had expanded to over 2,500 guests. Well, good deal. That's good. Maybe we can be a part of that sometime.
Yeah. It'd be amazing.
Good showing.
Mm-hmm. We get that type at our live shows. We get that.
Yes.
We get 2,500, right? Or is it 25 easily. People?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's more like it.
25. Good 25.
Oh, yeah.
Add some zeros.
Anything else you have on the...
No, but I like it. And I like the history. Island. I like the feel of it. I think it would be amazing too.
I love the name, Rock Island Roadhouse.
It's cool, yeah. Right? You think with the rock in it, right?
Yeah. I do. I love that time period and very cool. Very cool place to check out. So yeah, Creepies, go check out the pictures and read about it. We'll have
no
our
excuses,
source
right?
links. No, yeah, no excuses. So no, if you guys are, you know, don't have anything else, I guess we can wrap it up.
You saying sleepy time?
Yeah, sleepy time. Especially for Nate.
He's creepy time right now. Creepy time.
I don't have to get up as early as Nate. Sleepy time. I mean, I didn't know. Like, do you guys have anything else?
No.
I didn't want to cut you off.
So. Okay. I think we hit everything, yeah.
All right. Well, Nate, help us out.
Yeah, rock and roll at the Roadhouse.
There you go.
That's a wrap.
I like it.
I like it too.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 262 and our discussion on the Rock Island Roadhouse. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.